And with the time at just after 12 o'clock here on Boyneside Radio, it's time for the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show.
Next Thursday at 12, tune to the Brendan Kieran's Motor Thursday Show with great music for all tastes. And you can win a super prize courtesy of Brendan Kieran's Motors. So next Thursday at 12, a show not to be missed, the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show.
And you'll find it's next Thursday already. It's this Thursday. It is the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show, and it is yours fraternally, Peter Madison, here in the air chair. We've got half an hour of good news, good information, and good music for you. Starting off with this one on Brendan Kieran's Motor Show, Cool in the Caftan from B.A. Robertson. The Caftan there on the Dermot O'Brien and Kieran's Motor Show, and that comes from B.A. Robertson. I'd like to apologise for the fact that Gavin Duffy couldn't be with us here today, so it's yours fraternally, Peter Madison, here in the air chair. And another thing that we have to apologise for is that wherever he has gone and taken the quiz tape away with him. That is the tape with all the songs on it for the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show quiz. And what we're going to do today instead, very magnanimous of them, is we're going to have one shot, just a one shot. I shall be playing a record for you very, very soon, and we're going to ask you to tell us what is the title of the record. Not the artist or anything like that. What is the title of the tune we're going to play? And if you guess it correctly, you could win, courtesy of Brendan Kieran's Motors, a night out for two at Farrelly's Roadhouse this coming Saturday, Easter Saturday, which is quite a good prize, isn't it? All courtesy of Brendan Kieran's Motors up on the Dublin Road. This is a group called the Silicon Teens. An old John Fred and the Playboy Band number called Judy in Disguise with Glasses on the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show on Boyneside Radio. It goes like this.
Judy in Disguise, that's what you are. Lemonade pie with a brandy car. Cats and low pies come to me tonight. Judy in Disguise, glasses. Wearing your bracelets and your earrings across your heart with your living rug. Judy sweet sparrow with guys, Judy in disguise, glasses. Come to me tonight. Come to me tonight. Taking everything in sight. Set for the strings of my kite.
Judy in Disguise with Glasses from the Silicon Teens on the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show. Brendan Kieran's Motors must be the most comprehensive car dealership in the Boyneside area. Everything from a brand new Renault car to your morning paper and general groceries. Yes, in addition to all the big garage servicing, Brendan Kieran's also have a fine forecourt shop. It's a newsagent, a tobacconist, a sweet shop and a grocery all in one. And it's really handy when you've pulled in for a fill of petrol or to view the fabulous range of new Renault cars. Try it on your next visit to the Dublin Road. You're tuned to the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show with yours fraternally, Peter Madison, here in the air chair. I'm working my way through this program till 12:30. I'm working my way back to you with the Detroit Spinners.
I'll keep working.
deep voice that man's got. Yeah, working my way back to you there. The Detroit Spinners doing it for you on the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show. And as I said earlier on, the long-running prize competition from Brendan Kieran's is going to carry on next week because, unfortunately, we haven't got the tape of all the 10 songs with us. And we haven't got Gavin Duffy either. If you just tuned in, it's yours fraternally, Peter Madison, here in the air chair for Brendan Kieran's. I'd like to say hello now to Pat Henry. Don't worry, Pat. 24 Marion Park in Drogheda, we have your entry for the competition. I have it in front of me. And you name, amongst other people, the Village People. Tommy Kelly, Geraldine, Tony Kenny, Diggy Rock, Frank Patterson, Vicky Leandros, Big Tom, Ray Charles and Sugarcane. Well, I'm not going to tell you whether you're right or wrong. That's up to Gavin to do next week. And we have a lot of other entrants as well. But now just, well, we'll bear with it for a little while. What we'll do today on the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show is play you one record or a little snatch of a record. And we would like you to tell us the title of this tune. The title, not the artist, just the title of the tune. And if you get it right, we will give you a night out for two on Easter Saturday at Farrelly's Roadhouse. How'd you like that? Ring me on 31699 if you know the answer to this question. What is the name of this tune? Well, it's easy, isn't it? Very easy indeed. 31699 is the number, and we'd like you to call us now, tell us the name of the tune, and you could win a night out for two at Farrelly's Roadhouse this coming Easter Saturday, courtesy of Brendan Kieran's Motors, the Renault agents. Renault.
Renault 4, tough, versatile, and a pleasure to drive. Gives up to 45 miles to the gallon. Offers an enormous 43 cubic feet of luggage space. Renault 4. It will love, honor, and obey.
Renault! Wow, Renault! Renault! Make cars that make sense.
This is the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show on Boyneside Radio. Are you a do-it-yourself expert when it comes to your day-to-day motoring repairs? Well, you won't find a more comprehensive stock of guaranteed spare parts for Renault cars anywhere else on the Boyneside but Brendan Kieran's Motors on the Dublin Road. For a parts service that's second to none, Kieran's are hard to beat. And Dr. Hook is hard to beat too. This is his latest record. It's called Sexy Eyes.
I was sitting all alone, watching people get it on with each other. They were dancing across the floor, turning, moving back and forth. They were lovers. One more lonely night for me. I looked up, what did I see?
Oh, sexy eyes. That was Dr. Hook doing that one there for you. We've had thunderous applause on the telephone here. So many people have rung in. The answer was quite obvious, really, because it's Gavin Duffy's theme tune, and he's not here today. And I felt quite cheeky playing it in his absence on the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show. And what we do is we put all the names of all the people who have rung in into a big hat, and right at the end of the programme, in about 10 minutes' time, we'll pick one out. A winner for a night out for two at Farrelly's Roadhouse, courtesy of Brendan Kieran's Motors.
Renault, we've got your number. Renault is the car for you.
The new Renault 5 series. Stylish, frugal, bold and practical. Up to 58 miles per gallon. 10,000 miles major service intervals. And above all, behind the wheel exhilaration. The new Renault 5s.
Renault.
Thanks very much to everyone who's phoned in. There must be a dozen here. We will pick a name out of the hat and announce it at the end of the show for you. In the meantime, on with music. Lena Lovitch's latest. This is called Angels. And it goes like this. This is the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show on Boyneside Radio. Brendan Kieran's Motors are the experts in servicing all makes and models any year. Their highly trained and expert mechanics specialize in fast and efficient car servicing at very competitive rates. For your next service, put your hands in the hands of the professionals. And that should read, for your next service, put your car in the hands of the professionals at Brendan Kieran's Dublin Road, Drogheda. And we're excused a few little mistakes. Gavin Duffy never makes them. I'm only a learner at the job, you see. Here's a good record on the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show with yours fraternally, Peter Madison.
Here comes summer. School is out, oh happy day. Here comes summer. I'm gonna grab my girl and run away. Here comes summer, but we'll go swimming every day and let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home. Well, school's not so bad, but summer's better. It gives me more time to see my girl, who walks through the park 'neath the shining moon. When we kiss, she makes my flat top curl. It's summer, I feel her lips so close to mine. Here comes summer, when we meet our hearts entwine. It's the greatest, let's have summer all the time. And let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home.
Here comes summer,
here comes summer, almost June, the sun is bright.
Here
comes summer, drive-in movies every night.
Double
features, lots more time to hold her tight. So let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home. Well, I belong to her, my girl beside me. Sit by the lake till 1 or 2. Go for a drive in the summer moon. Well, I dream of love the whole night through. It's summer, she'll be with me every day. Here comes summer, gang at Joe's Cafe. If she's willing, we'll go steady right away.
Oh, let the sun shine bright
on my happy summer home.
Oh, let the sun shine bright.
Well, here comes summertime at last.
A sound of Jerry Keller there from 1958 on the London record label called Here Comes Summer. And we do have a winner. We picked him out of the hat here from the dozens of phone calls we had saying that our mystery record for today was Be My Boogie Woogie Baby by Mr. Walkie Talkie. And a lot of people got it right, and a lot of people could have won the prize, but only one can do it. It's a night out for two on Saturday night, Easter Saturday, at Farrelly's Roadhouse, courtesy of Brendan Kieran's Motors. And the winner is Dennis Kerwin of 434 St Finian's Park. So Dennis, if you'd like to call in at Brendan Kieran's Motors on Drogheda's Dublin Road, they'll fix you up with all the details of how you can get your free night out. Congratulations to winning, and thanks a lot to everyone who entered the competition on the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show today.
See her, it is love where I wanna be.
Alrighty, Judy Cheeks there, and one called The Little Girl in Me on the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show. Did you know that Brendan Kieran's Motors on Drogheda's Dublin Road have a complete motorist service? Just listen to these exclusive specialities. The Brendan Kieran School of Motoring. Body shop repairs, accident estimates and repairs, the best term finance arrangements, spare parts service, petrol filling station, car wash and coming soon, a car valeting service. It's all at Brendan Kieran's Motors on Drogheda's Dublin Road.
The new Renault 5 series. Stylish, frugal, bold, and practical. Up to 58 miles per gallon. 10,000 miles major service intervals. And above all, behind the wheel exhilaration, the new Renault 5s.
Renault! Wow, Renault! Renault! Make cars that make sense.
Thanks again to everyone who entered our one-shot competition today on the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show. We'll be back to normal next Thursday with Gavin Duffy in the air chair for the show, and the big quiz will continue on. Congratulations to Dennis Cohen of 434 St Finian's Park who won the competition, and thanks to everyone who entered. And that's the end of the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show for today.
Next Thursday at 12, tune to the Brendan Kieran's Motor Thursday show with great music for all tastes. And you can win a super prize courtesy of Brendan Kieran's Motors. So next Thursday at 12, a show not to be missed, the Brendan Kieran's Motor Show.
It's 12:34 on Boyneside Radio, 26 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and it's yours fraternally, Peter Madison, here in the air chair, in place of Gavin Duffy, who should normally be here, but isn't today. You've probably already gathered that. Anyway, we've got the usual mixture of things for you today, in the Lunch with a Punch show. And first of all, before I go any further, very thirsty work there, so I think I shall just open my little medicine bottle.
Dr. Madison's Medicine, available from all good radio sets. Take some every day, it's good for your ears.
Lunch with a Punch on Boyneside Radio. Okay, what's cooking, baby? Yeah, 1979 sound of GTO record label. That's called Something's Cooking in the Kitchen.
Peter Madison, the ladies love him.
Yes. Oh. And one of the ladies I think loves me is Melanie Roach, and she'll be here very shortly. Melanie, as you know, is the social worker for the Community Services Centre, and with her, a gentleman called Dr. Joe Campbell, a clinical psychologist, with a very interesting interview right after this sound. And this sound is Sean O'Dowd. And his group called Dingaling. What a funny name. Sean. Right. It's called The Password is Love.
The password is love.
12:41, 19 minutes to 1 o'clock on Lunch with the Punch with yours fraternally, Peter Madison, here in the air chair. Okay, just as I promised you, the social worker for the Community Services Centre, Melanie Roach.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Nice to see you today.
Oh, thank you.
Today I am particularly glad to have again with us the services of Dr. Joe Campbell. 2 weeks ago I had a letter from a lady who was talking about phobias. So I decided, not being very good on phobias myself, that I would try and ask Dr. Campbell to come along again today. So the letter, Joe, was from a lady whose daughter, she says, is suffering from agoraphobia. She feels that it has been developing for the last about 3 years, in that over a period of 18 months, she only left the house when it was absolutely necessary. And she mentions times like going to Mass on a Sunday and possibly going to the store to get some messages. And for the last 8 months, she hasn't left the house at all. She doesn't give a tremendous amount of information about herself, but she just says that she is suffering from depression fairly badly. She has now lost most of her friends because they have got tired calling to the house and not having her going out with her. She's 24 years of age, and she wonders what, in fact, can be done for her.
Okay, Melanie. If I might, before actually tackling that particular question, just deal more generally with the whole, the nature of phobia and the different kinds of phobias, just to fill out people's knowledge to some extent on what phobias are.
I'm sorry, Joe, I wonder if you would just move a little bit nearer to the microphone, if you wouldn't mind. The listeners are hanging on your every word.
Too far away, apparently.
That's a whole lot better, thank you.
Here we are. Phobia, as you may know, means fear. And unfortunately, fear has got a very bad press. People think it's a bad thing to have, to be fearful. I'd just like to say one word in favor of fear before we get on to speak against it. And that is that fear is a very important survival function for us. If we had no fear whatsoever, we would soon cease to exist. We get knocked down, we put our hands into fire and do all kinds of things of this sort. So fear is a very important thing and is very rational, and it's necessary for our survival. That's enough about the good points about fear. With regard to phobia itself, what is it? It also is a fear, but it's an irrational fear. It's a fear of some specific object, some specific place, which the person avoids as much as they can, and sometimes completely. And even though they know that this particular thing is no threat to them. I think that's the difference between an irrational fear and this irrational phobia. That it's fear, an irrational fear of a thing which the person himself knows is no threat to them. Okay, is that clear?
I think that's clear. So in talking about this particular person with agoraphobia, can you mention what exactly is agoraphobia?
Agoraphobia is probably the most common type of phobia, particularly among women. And it's also not a very specific symptom. Although the word means fear of open spaces, it usually includes a host of other things. Fear of going shopping, fear of crowds, and it brings with it also, it tends to bring with it, other symptoms like panic attacks, dizziness, depression, sometimes obsession. And in some cases, the person feels unreal at times. And you also sometimes find with it a general state of anxiety. The person may just in general feel anxious most of the time. So as you see, it's a very wide and in broad encompassing type of problem. The letter which you just referred to there about this girl of 24, who over a period of time has more or less retreated and will not go out, and I believe who, if forced to do so, will break out into sweat and panic, which is all part of this whole thing. Now, what to do with that, what to prescribe, is a different matter, and I'm sure the listener will appreciate the fact that it's very difficult to come to grips with her daughter's specific problem through a letter or over the air. So it would be very important, and at the end of the show we'll be letting you know that we intend having a general meeting with people who are concerned either about themselves, a phobia which they have, or one of their relatives have. We are organizing a meeting next Thursday. The time and place we'll mention at the end of the show. So it is important for us to get specific information with regard to the onset of this problem, I mean, how it's developed. Very, very definitely, treatment is available. And we'll say something more about that just later on in the show, okay?
Well, I think that's a particularly important point, and one that, in fact, we come up with in this particular show every Thursday, in that when somebody is writing in, it is very hard to diagnose when you haven't got the full facts of the problem. Now, this particular lady that we're talking about today did, in fact, phone me this morning, and I asked her would she be prepared to phone you here on the show to give you more of a rundown. But I think she had a fear of being actually on the air.
She's a phobia herself.
Yes. So she didn't. She decided not to phone, but she did mention something which you asked me yourself to ask, and that was that during the development of this phobia, of the agoraphobia, she suddenly began to notice that her daughter, in fact, was withdrawing from people as well. Mm-hmm. And if she does have people to come to the house, like relatives or friends, now people that this girl knows very well, she withdraws and she goes to her room and sits in her room and is not at all happy while the people are in the house. Is this part of the phobia, or is this...?
That is certainly part of agoraphobia. As we said, it's not just one symptom, as you say. There's many different symptoms which cluster together, make up this general fear or agoraphobia. And one of them is fear of crowds. You know, fear of people develops out of this. So it's a kind of progressive thing. And will lead naturally to some depression. If the person is staying at home and not going out, then there's absolutely no way the person can get some kind of reinforcement, some kind of rewards by mixing with people, by socializing. So they do tend to withdraw. And even they may develop bodily aches and pains, not because they're really there, but because they tend to become introverted and be thinking more of themselves, almost living within their own minds and not being focused outwards. And it's the focusing outwards for most of us which distracts us from normal problems we may have and from aches and pains, and we get some relief from them. But as the person withdraws more and more, of course, then they begin to think that there are other things wrong with them, even though in point of fact the only thing wrong is the initial, whatever sparked off now, the initial withdrawal, which of course is the important thing to find out. You know, what has sparked this initial fear off in the first place? It may help to understand it a bit more if we make the general statement that all psychological problems, like in this case phobias, are undoubtedly serving some function for the person. You might say it's the person's way of coping with some underlying conflict which they have, or some stress in their environment. It's their particular way of responding to that. So it is serving some purpose for them. Unfortunately, it's a non-adaptive way of coping because it is getting them into trouble to some extent with the environment. But you might say it's their best way at present of coping with some form of inner conflict, some form of stress in their environment. If I can give you an example of this, it's possible, for example, if a girl, let's say, around 14 or 15 years of age, if she finds the idea of growing up and becoming a woman, a very threatening thing, but doesn't have to talk about it, doesn't even realize what's happening to her. Now, to cope with this conflict within herself, she cannot, you see, stop growing, but at the same time, in some way, it frightens her, and it threatens her in some sense, developing from a child into an adult. One way this conflict and this emotional upset may manifest itself is in agoraphobia, because if she stays at home, then she will avoid, by so doing, you know, meeting young men, being expected to act as a woman and to handle herself as a woman. So the agoraphobia would avoid what she sees as a threatening situation outside and would also keep her in the nest, as it were, and in her own mind, at any rate, keep her as a child.
This is tremendously interesting. I'm very glad to be here today because up until today I couldn't have even defined that word agoraphobia. I didn't even know what it was. That's marvellous. Listen, can we come back to this subject in just a few moments? I'd like to play a record and play a few ads and we'll have... Oh, this is great. Oh, I'm so glad I'm here today, really. Okay. It's time to leap into the Levi's, wriggle into the Wranglers and dive into the denims and jump into the jeans. David Dundas and a song from 1976 called Jeans On, and we'll be back with Melanie Roach and Dr. Joe Campbell right after these few words.
Expand your kitchen from the exciting range of cookers, fridges, freezers and household appliances at Larry Fay's, the North Quay in Drogheda. From an economical four-plate electric cooker to an exciting range of double ovens, built-in hobs, both radiant and ceramic fan ovens and microwaves. At Larry Fay's, we've got the lot. Give us a chance to show you at Larry Fay's, the North Quay. And remember, it pays to shop at Larry Fay's of the North Quay in Drogheda.
Attention workshop managers, garage owners, tradesmen, do-it-yourself people. The answer to all your tool and equipment supply problems can now be found in the Fairgreen Drogheda. Micwell Limited are stockists of a comprehensive range of engineering equipment, including welding plant and rods, grinding and cutting discs, nuts and bolts, chains and sprockets, threaded bar, lathes and milling machines, hand and power tools, and they're also agents for Bosch and Warco tools. Call now to Micwell to the Fairgreen in Drogheda or telephone 041 31260. That's 041 31260. Remember the name, Micwell Limited, the Fairgreen in Drogheda.
Easter Sunday night at the Grove Hotel, Dunlea. You can dance to John Flood and the Floodlights with a supper and bar extension. So for a really great Easter Sunday night, come to the Grove Hotel, Dunlea. Did you know that due to large demand for their styles and fashion, Fine Feathers of Narrow West Street, Drogheda now cater for size 14 as well as specializing in larger sizes? There is something new every single week at Fine Feathers. New styles in maternity wear to tempt your mum-to-be. Call and see for yourself the wide selection at Fine Feathers, Narrow West Street, Drogheda.
Duffy's Dunlea and Respa Bedding would like to bring you comfort for the rest of your life. So why not choose your new bed during our special bedding fortnight and save 15% on list price, plus avoiding the new increase on VAT. So why just dream about a good night's sleep? Do something about it now during our special bedding fortnight. And now that the fine long days are here, why not select your new garden furniture, swings, slides and garden games from our extensive selection. Duffy's of Dunlea, a different world. See it from the inside.
It's 1 minute to 1 o'clock here on Boyneside Radio. We're talking to Melanie Roach, the social worker for the Community Services Centre, and Dr. Joe Campbell, a clinical psychologist.
On what you were saying there, Joe, two things spring to mind to ask you about. One is there a fairly high incidence in the population of people suffering from phobias?
Well, in general, it's accepted that there's about 7% of the population who suffer some form of phobia, but mild phobias. The more severe phobias, namely where a person is incapacitated in some sense, you know, that they cannot go about their normal day without having to avoid certain things. We take agoraphobia, for example, a woman who can't go shopping without her husband driving her, and so on. That type of phobia, it's about 2.5% of the population. So those people listening who have these fears of going out shopping and so on, you're not alone, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There's a good 2% of the population who suffer in the same way as you do.
I see. Yeah. And one thing that particularly struck me that you mentioned was that phobias appear to be more common in women. Would there be a reason for this?
Did I say that?
Or are we more neurotic?
Did I say that? Well, the evidence seems to show, that women may it's more common in women than in men. But remember this, we're dealing with reported cases. We don't know how many men there are who are hiding under the bed, you know,
right.
and who don't come along and to somebody and mention it to them. So we are speaking about reported cases. Women, it's more acceptable, I suppose, for women to have these kinds of fears. They're expected by men and by their parents and so on as they're growing up. The girls are expected to be soft, tearful, sensitive, and so on. And it's okay for them to cry and to be fearful of rats and this type of thing. So I would think in many instances these phobias or fears are actually engendered in the woman in her upbringing. It's almost expected of her that if there's a spider or a rat around, that, you know, she'd jump up on the table.
Right.
And if she doesn't, she's odd. She's not feminine, as it were. So, right. So I suppose society injects women with these fears to some extent. Whereas men, on the other hand, are expected not to be like that. They're expected to be strong and untearful and insensitive to these things. And I would say, in general, that probably if we were to take a group of children, you would find that boys would equal girls with regard, you know, to fears and phobias. But by the time they reach, you know, late adolescence, by that time, the boy has been told, shape up.
Right.
You're not supposed to have these fears. And he responds to that, and he does shape up to what's expected of him, even though he may still have the fear within him in some way. But he certainly won't go along to a psychologist and say, I'm afraid of rats or cats or something like that, because he would feel he was letting down his, you know, his particular so-called superior species by so doing.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. I would think that's an important point, what you said at the initial stages as well, is that these are cases that are reported. I would find in our work as well is that, in fact, it's something like 85% of women who approach first. It's women who come to talk about the problems, be it marital or whatever, rather than men. Mm-hmm. So I would presume that that would be a factor as well.
Exactly. And if I might just add one point to that, we tend to think in our society that seeking help is a sign of weakness.
Right.
But in point of fact, it's a sign of strength, that you have the strength to admit you need assistance. Whereas, and women have that strength, I think, in general, more than men have, we look upon asking for help as a weakness in ourselves, and we're loath to show people our failings and our faults. And that's another sign of weakness. If scared, you know, to say, well, I have these failings, I have these faults, but so what? You know, men try to hide these things, and hence are, from that point of view, weaker in character, I'd say, in general, than women are.
Nice to hear that.
I'm not frightened about telling you my weakness at all. Oh, one morning I came in here to the record library in Mill Lane, went up there, and it's a converted bathroom, and there's a big box full of records, thousands and thousands of records. I walked into the library, and there was a cat asleep on the records, and I turned tail and closed the door, and I had to send for someone to get rid of the cat, because I'm absolutely scared of cats. Frightened to death of them, and I always have been ever since I was a little boy. Can you help me, please?
Oh, certainly I can help you. When you think of cat, Peter, what sex do you think of?
I really hadn't thought about that at all. I don't know, female probably.
Exactly, yes. So, I'm only being a bit superficial here with you, but on a lighter vein, we might say, are you scared of women?
On a lighter vein. Yes. Oh, I'm frightened to death of them. Oh, yeah. That's the secret of it,
that's
then, is
the
it?
That's the secret.
Oh, dear.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, I see. Oh, hmm.
However, on a more serious vein than that, that's a very specific fear. And it's nice to get such a clear-cut fear of a particular object. And I'm sure would you say that that's irrational?
Not at all, no. I feel quite happy about it. I understand it. I understand that I don't want to go near a cat, and I understand that a cat will come and pick me out of a crowd. And it's always been the same, so I've accepted it. I just keep clear of them. I get a little jolt every time I see one, And I just make a point of crossing over to the other side of the road. I don't have anything to do with them. I stay away from them altogether. But I've accepted it, that I'm frightened of them, and they would come and pick me out, and they would claw me and things like this, so I keep out of their way. And we get on quite well. I don't go writing mugs out on the walls and things like this, you know. I'm not that silly about it, but...
Was there a specific instance with a cat that would have started you off with this phobia, or, you know, can you not remember it?
I can never recall a specific incident, no. That's the most recent one. I don't think I've seen a cat since that. That was a couple of weeks ago. I don't think I've actually noticed cats. You see them running across the road in front of the car, but I wouldn't sort of go and try and hit one or anything like that. I don't wish them any cruelty. I wouldn't wish one any harm. I've always been brought up to be kind to animals. My mummy told me to be kind to animals all the time, and I wouldn't go out of my way to harm one at all. I wouldn't like to see one harmed. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I did, maybe that would cure me. Maybe I'd run over and say, hey, stop ill-treating that cat. Exactly. And that might cure me. I don't know. But
change
I've
never, your behaviour.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to think of anyone being cruel to any kind of an animal, really.
Would you recognise, Peter, that the cat is not a threat to you?
Oh, sure,
I mean, you would admit that, so it's, it's a classical phobia in the sense that you know that the object is no danger to you,
right.
but you still fear it for whatever reason. Now, there are some psychiatrists or psychologists who might look for an underlying cause of that. They would say the fear of cats is just a symptom of a more underlying conflict, you see, within the person, and they would endeavour to dig deeply. Just as I said earlier, the girl who doesn't want to grow up could develop a fear of going out. And there wouldn't be any point in dealing with her fear of going out, because that isn't the real issue for her at all. You'd have to get to the underlying cause of that fear, namely her fear of growing up, and deal with that.
What do you think is the underlying cause of my feline phobia, then?
I don't know.
Good, offhand, honest answer.
I don't know offhand. But let's supposing... that was what you feared, and there was no underlying... Supposing we assumed that there's no underlying serious conflict within you, and that what you fear are cats, and that probably the reason, let's say, was when you were growing up, at some time or other, you had some encounter with a cat. Or your mother may have said to you, go to bed or the black cat will come and get you. You know, I'm just... that type of thing. So here we're dealing with... We're saying that your fear of cats is the only thing. And we could certainly then deal with that specific problem, I would say within a week of seeing you once a day, by teaching you how to, by teaching you a combination of relaxation and then having you imagine yourself in ever more intimate associations with a cat.
Oh, don't even talk about it.
Terrifying.
Honestly, I can't imagine anything worse. Listen, I'd like to take a quick break here. We're going to play a record, do a few ads, and then come on with the news at 1:15. But I would love you to stay if you possibly can. Can you for a little while longer? Is that possible?
Okay.
Oh, say yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, great. All right. Here's a record from Joe Cuddy for you all now. 9 past 1.